Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Good morning. Welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host this morning, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. On to this morning, we have a very special guest, Miss Michelle Brooks Thompson. But first, we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask for something to be said or done to edify and magnify who you are. We thank you for each person who's on the line and those who will come on the line momentarily and those who will come days, weeks, months afterwards. Lord, we ask for something to be said or done to magnify and glorify who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And our guests will be on momentarily. But first of all, I just want to say that I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us on this morning. We're going to actually speak to a gospel artist, and I will introduce her as soon as she comes on the line. And I want you to remember to visit AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Make sure that you go through all of the different tabs so that you can understand and know what is going on in the ministry. A couple of announcements on this morning. As you all know, this is our Answering Prayers Week. Last week was our Acceleration Week. This week is our Answering Prayers Week, and we're thanking God and we're praising God each and every day for answering our prayers. Amen. Amen. So as we wait on our guest, Miss Michelle Brooks Thompson, I am going to read here for just a second a motivational piece. And this is out of our prayers book. And as soon as she arrives, then we will get into the interview. All right? All right. Let's see here. These are inspirational prayers or poems as well for the believers of God. So I'm going to read one and then we'll pause a little bit. We'll wait on our guests. It's called Face to Face. Face to face, I long to see you, Lord, as I wait here all alone, the world forgotten, vain, and empty, as I bow before your throne. I'll reach as far as I can, Lord, and I know you'll meet me there, and let me look upon your beauty in the solitude of prayer. There is no pretense here in your presence, my heart transparent before your eyes. I yield my will, this earthen vessel, to my Lord God, only wise. You're pure and holy, crowned with glory. Oh, that I could reach through time and space For I long to be near you always, to behold your face to face. This was by Gwen R. Burton. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So as we wait on our host, we're going to have a little silent time to just thank God for blessing us to wake up this morning and starting us on our way. Amen. Amen. All right, while we wait, we're going to listen to Triumphant Bounce, number one by Miss Michelle Brooks Thompson. And when she comes on the line, then I will stop the music and we will replay it during the interview. So we're going to listen to Triumphant Bounce, number one by Miss Michelle Brooks Thompson, who will be our guest artist on this morning. And then once this song concludes, or if she comes on the line before, then I will stop the music. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. All right, we're going to stop it. Okay. Good morning, Ms. Thompson. How are you doing this morning? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Good morning, Ms. Thompson. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you, Ms. Alfreda?
Great, great, great. Thank you so much. I'm going to introduce Ms. Michelle Brooks Thompson, and then we're going to go ahead and get into the interview on this morning. All right, Ms. Michelle Brooks Thompson is an indie gospel recording artist from Springfield, Massachusetts. She has been singing and performing since she was 5 years old. She is a child prodigy. She has just a lot of experience in singing. She's known as the Whitney Houston of gospel music. She has just done a plethora of things that we're going to learn in this interview. And so without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Ms. Michelle Brooks Thompson. All right, Ms. Thompson, I'm going to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind, and then we will hear your song later on in the interview. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I just love the Lord and I love to sing, and it seems like I've been doing it all of my life. And I'm a mom, I'm a wife. I've been married for 10 years to my husband David, and we have 9-year-old twin daughters, Amalia and Alicia. And I mentioned that because I have one of the most supportive husbands that God has blessed me with to support my ministry and all of my musical endeavors. And it's so important when you're married and you have a spouse that supports you and works hard, you know, helps. You know, as an indie artist, we have to fund everything ourselves. And, you know, my husband works very hard to help me make all of those things happen. I am from Springfield, Massachusetts, originally born in Boston, and I come from a very musically inclined family. My mother, my aunt, everyone in my family sings, and so I guess it was no surprise that I would sing also, just like my mother, just like my aunts, my uncles, And so that was something that really was developed in me with my mother's help. And I think it was around when I was a teenager that I personally really found out that God had given me a voice for a purpose that was greater than myself. And so I've been pursuing that passion. I went to school for music and religion because I knew that my music would be related to gospel. It would be related to ministry called me to do. So that was why I went to school for that. And then God just began to open doors and push me into the platform that he has, and here I am today.
Oh, wow, that's great. That's great. And it's always good to have family support and just to be able to live out your gifts. Excellent, excellent. All right. Now, let's go a little bit, let's go back to the past real quick about your childhood. Tell us how it was directing and playing music at the age of 9.
Well, my mom, she passed away when I was 13, unfortunately. But, you know, during those first 13 years of my life, she was able to instill as much music teaching as she could. And around the age of 8 is when she told me I was going to take piano lessons. And I was like, I don't want to do that. But she said, no, you're going to take piano lessons. You're going to learn how to read music, and you're going to thank me when you're older. And I said, oh, you know, I think every child has heard that from their parents. You're going to thank me when I'm older, that you, you know, when you're older, that you listen to me. And so she put me in piano lessons, and that was going great. And I was singing in the choir at church, and then, like, somehow, but God, you know, developed this ear to hear music and play music on the piano. And so I started playing the gospel songs that I heard at church. And I wasn't that, you know, I wasn't that far along in piano training, but the gift was there, I would say. And so I used to drag my keyboard. It was one Christmas I got a keyboard, and I would drag it outside. I'd go get my friends in the neighborhood that went to the church, and I would form a little choir, and we'd be singing outside in my yard, the church songs that we knew. And it just sort of morphed into that, and I was always in some talent show. I did my first talent show when I was 10 years old, and I had performed Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You, and I won. And my mother, the people were so convinced that I lip-sunged because I sounded so much like the radio, even at that age. And my mother's in the audience like, nope, my baby's just that good. So she won. And, you know, it just it kept going from there. And my mother, when she was alive, she was the minister of music for my grandfather's church, New Covenant Church, Miracle Temple Church of God in Christ. And my aunt was the keyboard player at the time. And I sang in the choir. I led a lot of songs because my voice was just that developed at that age. And when my mother passed away, that was when God placed me in that position because my aunt, my mother's baby sister, was really devastated. Like, the loss was unexpected. We didn't see it coming. And, you know, part of my aunt's grieving process, she ended up leaving our church because she just, her and her sister had done everything together, and it was just too much for her. And so the next thing I knew, Michelle, you're going to take over choir. You're going to take over praise and worship. You're going to direct and lead and all that. And I was 13 years old, turning 14.
Wow.
And, you know, my mother had spent so much time helping me. It was almost like God was preparing her to pass the mantle to me at such an early age. And I didn't know that. And so that period up until I was 22 years old and got married and moved away. I served as a minister of music. And I tell you, when you're young and you have to give direction to older people, that's a challenge in itself. So there were some bumps and bruises along the way. But I ended up choir at my high school. My chorus teacher had come to me and asked me, would I start a gospel choir? And there had never been one before at our school. And, you know, I grew up in a suburban area, predominantly white city. And so, you know, it was a little odd, a little bit, a gospel choir there. And, but I did it. And it just sort of turned into this continuing thing. And then I went to college and started one there. So what I had done at an early age was the footprint for where God was taking me and what he was going to call me to do. And that's pretty much how that happened.
That's great. That's great. Okay. Now, you have a new project called I Am Triumphant. What is the message within that song?
Yes. This is my, I would say this is like my musical baby. I Am Triumphant. Really, when I write songs, I write from a place that I've been before. And when I look at my life and where I was and the things that I had gone through and where I am today, that song speaks that I am triumphant. And this song, right now, so many people have begun to feel defeated. They're depressed. We're hearing issues of, like, suicide from young people to old people, from Christians to non-Christians. And when I wrote this song, I was like, God, this is a message for not only myself, but everyone that's dealing with some form of depression or defeat. And I need this song to witness to those people, because as a Christian, as a believer, feeling that this has been my purpose, my job is to minister to souls everywhere and help them see who Christ is and help them overcome, you know, the trials and the temptations that the enemy presents to them. And so the song speaks to itself. It's a simple message. I am triumphant. You know, you are a winner. You're not defeated. You already won. The reason we won is because of the victory that Christ has given us. And,
right.
You know, the T-shirts that we have for triumphant, the scripture on there is 1 John 5:4, where it tells us that whoever and whatsoever is born of God, he has overcome the world. And so when we have Christ in us, we have overcome the world. God has already defeated the enemy. All of our trials, we've already won. And that I want believers to hear. I want people who are unsure if they're going to make it through situations, people who are unsure about where they can go, because a lot of people have lost hope. They have no faith. They've given up on God, and they're searching, like really searching for something or someone to help them. And so I want this song to minister to those people that have lost their way or are going through devastation, and, you know, help them find their way back to God, help them find hope again, help them find faith again that they can make it through the situation that they're in.
Wow, that is excellent. And I heard your song on last night, and I'm going to play it if you don't mind so that the listeners can hear it. Is that okay? All right, this particular song is entitled I Am Triumphant by Miss Michelle Brooks Thompson.
The battle made the land.
Amen, amen, amen. It was a great song, Ms. Thompson. Great song.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, now, you have a live recording coming up in October. Tell me a little bit about your goals and aspirations for that project.
Well, a couple of things. We did push it back just a little bit because of the single, our time line got a little pushed back with the release of the single, so we wanted to give the single time to be able to be promoted and really get the attention that it deserves. So the album itself, the live recording, has been a long time coming. And so I'm happy that, you know, we're closer than ever before to the live recording. And the album itself really is going to speak to the idea of being an overcomer. And the songs on there are really inspiring and motivating to those who are just feeling like there's something that they need and they don't know where to get it from. And, you know, I often look at my life, and the songs that I write are an exact description of what I've gone through, how I've overcome, the faith that I've had in God. And so all of the songs, you know, just throwing out titles, we have The Good Fight, Trust the Process, I Am Triumphant, It Is Begun, When I Think Greater, He Will Do It. All of those speak to my life. You know, just waiting on God to bring me into the place that He has. You know, it's assuring somebody He will do it. That song came out a year or so ago, and it just talks to waiting on God and believing that He's going to bring to pass the promise that He's spoken over your life. You know, It Is Begun speaks to, you know, walking in your season. It's here now. It's begun, the season of harvest and favor. And, you know, along the way, sometimes we feel God has forgotten about us, and we begin to question, God, did you really mean that for me? But that's why we have to trust the process, because in the end, God makes everything beautiful in its timing. So, you know, when we feel like we're being crushed, when we feel as though we don't understand why God is making us go through the pain that we're going through, it's for a purpose that's bigger than us. And so we have to trust Him during the process. And once you've gone through the process and you've won every battle, every situation, and God has brought you out on the other side, you are triumphant. And so the whole album just speaks to that momentum of, you know what, I've made it through, here I am, I'm walking in total victory. So we're excited. My team and I are excited to get the album recorded and get it out. There's a lot of great songs on there for the people that are living in this time and day.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. Okay. What are some of your experiences with NBC and the NFL? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Somehow, the national has become almost my trademark.
And, oh, that's good.
You know, it's funny because I was working one day back in 2011, and
I had performed the national anthem before, like growing up, high school, semi-pro football, and my husband was playing football. And my boss knew the gift that I had at the time. Like, she supported my music endeavors, and I came into work, and she met me in my office, and she said, "You got to leave work today." And I'm like, "Am I fired?" I'm like, "What's going on?" And she said to me, she said, "No, the Red Sox, the Boston Red Sox, are having national anthem tryouts. They've gone to the 6 New England states, and today's their last audition, and it was about 30 minutes from us." And she said, "I want you to leave work, and I want you to go audition." And I'm telling you, God uses people, and they don't even know that they're being used by him. And so I said, "Okay, I'll go, I'll do it." And so I got there. I was the last one to audition. And I, you know, I sung and went home. And the next thing I knew, I got a call that I was one of the, like, 12 finalists. I can't remember, but I was one of the finalists. And there had been 121 people that had sung the national anthem and auditioned. And so they picked a few of us, and we went to Fenway. And we had a sing-off round where you had to come and sing again in front of these judges who were singers, who were sportscast, things like that. And so I ended up winning. And so I sung for opening day in April 2012 for the Yankees and Boston Red Sox game. And from then, they kept calling me back. They said that I was their favorite at Fenway, and the executives always wanted me back. They always wanted me back. And so it ended up spreading like wildfire, because then the Boston Celtics called, and then the Boston Symphony Orchestra called, and then and then the soccer team called, and then the New England Patriots called, and then the Kansas City Chiefs called, and then the Tampa Bay Rays called. And so then the U.S. Olympic soccer team, men's soccer team called. And so I don't know. I do have a, you know, passion to sing for the Super Bowl one day. And God has been really answering some prayers of mine. So I really do believe that it's going to happen. And you know, my team and I have been working towards that, making that a reality. But I definitely would like to be the first gospel singer to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow, that's good. Okay, great. If you could accomplish anything concerning music, what would that be?
Man, really just to, you know, accolades are great. You know, they help brand you. They help, you know, make your name, you know, such a prestige. And, you know, so getting those accolades are nice, and I would love to, you know, have a stellar one day. I would love to have a Grammy one day. But at the end of the day, I just want my music to minister to people and change lives for the purpose of God and his glory. And, you know, when I look at, so there's so many artists out there, they're great, everybody's great. And one thing that I've believed is that, you know, someone might not be able to reach another person with their music, but I might be the one to do that. And vice versa, my music might not reach somebody who, you know, Marvin Sapp's music will, or, you know, Tasha Cobb's music will. But at the end of the day, because we're all in God's kingdom working and using music as ministry, as a form of ministry, my hope is that when people hear my song, people come to a concert and hear me sing, that they leave with a changed mind. They leave feeling mended where their heart was broken. That's really the goal, and I like people when they, you know, have fans and followers that'll send me messages and say, "This song helped me with this," and, you know, you inspire me to do this with your music and how passionate you are about God. That's all I want to happen, so that at the end of the day, when I stand before God and God asks me, you know, what did you do with this gift that I gave you? Did you use it for my glory? What did you do with it? I can say, yes, I did. And, you know, there'll be fruit from it because I've planted and I've sown into people's lives with my music, and there's been a harvest where people have changed, people have given their life to God. So, you know, I would love a stellar. I'm just putting that out there. I would love those. And as any musician, you know, we work hard, we write these songs, we sing, we perform and everything, and it's nice to be honored for what you're doing. And that's, you know, that's nothing spiritual. It's just natural. That's the world we live in. We like to be honored, point blank. But at the end of the day, I just want God to get glory out of everything that I'm doing.
That's good. That's good. And speaking of artists, who are your most influential artists and why?
Okay. So I'm a musician, and I have, you know, secular and gospel. And if there was one person that I could say, I think my husband's laughing at me in the room because he can hear me because he already knows the answer. But I would say that Whitney Houston has been the most influential to me. And it's funny because everywhere I go, like I've sung in churches and, you know, I've had the pastors get up and say, I just heard Whitney sing live for the first time ever. And I've always gotten that. And I'm Michelle Brooks Thompson in my own vocal right and musical capacity and abilities. But somehow I think the energy and my tone and my sound is powerful like hers was. And I can remember listening to her as a little girl and just in awe of, you know, the power that came out of her mouth so effortlessly when she sung. And it was almost like mesmerizing and captivating. And when I look over my life and I've sung places and people are just like, wow. Like, you just open up your mouth and it just comes out like a trumpet. And it's all God, but she is one of the influential singers. Regardless of her past, I just love the fact that she grew up in church. God had given her a gift, and, you know, it was undeniable that her gift crossed barriers. Like, it wasn't just for black people, it wasn't just for white people. It reached so many people because she had that sound. And I believe she was anointed with that gift. I do believe that because it was just phenomenal. And, you know, there's the others, you know, the Aretha Franklins. I love Yolanda Adams. She's powerful. And, you know, I have a few, you know, indie artists that I love, you know, like Benita Washington. And I just find myself listening to those people who really just sing and minister. That's what I like. You know, and there's so many that just open up their mouth, Donnie McClurkin, and just minister the gospel and let God use his anointing and to pour out of them, and that's the type of singing I like.
That's good. That's good. Okay, great. So what has been some of your just most memorable achievements while on stage or off the stage?
I've had many. I've had a lot of talent competitions that I've won and been a part of, but I will go and say I think my appearance and process on The Voice was one of the most exciting and most memorable, you know, experience that I've had in music. And you know, I'm grateful for having been on that platform because so many try and try and try, and they don't reach that platform. And I can't, you know, look at my entire music career and say that that didn't mean anything to me, because it really did. And I was thankful that I was blessed to be there and be a part of that and say, you know, I was on Voice and, you know, I did good when I was on the Voice. And so I'd say that's it.
That's good. Okay. Now, how can individuals purchase your music or connect with you?
Yay, I'm so simple to find. I'm the gospel singer with the hyphenated name, Michelle Brooks Thompson. They say Michelle Thompson Brooks, but it's Michelle Brooks Thompson. I'm on Facebook under that name. My website is michellebrooksthompsonmusic.com. My music is available on iTunes. The single I Am Triumphant will be available on the 15th, but there is my EP out there, songs from The Voice, a compilation CD that I'm on. So they can definitely find me, follow me on Twitter at MBThompsonSings, and inbox me, write me. I definitely respond to people who inbox me and write me.
That's good. Well, Ms. Thompson, I'm not going to keep you any longer. I really appreciate you, you know, making our morning great by sharing all of your goals and endeavors and what God has blessed you with.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate yourself and each of the radio stations and Blog Talk Radio that has allowed me to come on and talk about myself and my endeavors and what God is doing. So I really appreciate that and pray continued blessings to your ministry also.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed morning and day.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Michelle Brooks Thompson. I have a few announcements to make. And then after these announcements, I'm going to bid you a great day, amen, because we have a power-packed day. Remember that this is the pre-God is answering prayers day, amen, amen. You're listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. Or you can go to AfreeToLoveShow.com, or you can go to StellarGospelMusic.com, and you can be right in the studio. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook AfreeToLove at AlFreedaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. When you do, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, please check out AfreeToLoveShow.com, AfreeToLoveShow.com. If you need tutoring or speaking services or any type of media or you have events, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to be at your disposal. In addition to that, make sure that you also check out StellarGospelMusic.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. That is the original radio station for AfreeToLoveShow.com, so the StellarGospelMusic.com. Also, be sure that you come back on Tomorrow God's Will, as we will have an encouraging word to kick off our week of God Answers Prayers. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your Dr. Afreeta. Love. Okay, our music is kind of, our technology is kind of not cooperating this morning, but I want you to have a blessed day, and may God continue to bestow all of his blessings upon you. Have a blessed day. Goodbye, everybody.